Yikes.
Yeah. Hey, there's some trauma there. You know what I mean? There's a bit of trauma. Hello, YouTube.
Made fun of. I just want to say, I don't know if YouTube, you caught that last bit of that story, but it's moments like this where I do want to look Tony in the eyes and say, I am sorry for some of the things that you've gone through in your past. And I know that's why you are the way that you are. And I just want you to know it's aggravating sometimes the way that you are, but I put it up with it because you're full of love and you were made this way.
Yeah, beautifully broken, honey.
Mm-hmm. That's why
I'll tell you. But you know what? What is that song? When a bone breaks, it grows back stronger. That's a song, right? It's like a slow one. It's like the bone breaks and the grows back strong. It's like, yeah.
Don't sing the song.
Come on, YouTube. Where are you on that song? Come on, her bone breaks and it grows back stronger. That's definitely a lyric from a song from a female artist, maybe Kelly. Maybe
that
Kelly
narrows
Clarkson.
It down. Yeah, that could, or Pink. It sounds like a Pink or a Kelly song.
Could be a Pink song. I would know that. Pink is on my iPod.
You have an iPod?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Gay Power Half Hour, the only gay podcast on the internet that's just like Colin Jost at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, because people on both sides think we suck. With Casey Lai and Tony Soto.
Hi, people actively hate me, so I can't. did people not like the Jost boys? First of all, I did not know that was his last name for some reason.
What do you think it was, Jost?
Honestly, no, I didn't even know that was it.
The Justice with the Mostest, Colin Jostis, everybody. He's married to Scarlett Jost Hansen.
I knew that. Wait, yeah. Was he? So I only watched it in clips, you know, not really getting the news from the mainstream media. So let's be honest, right. It's just there that they can go dress up fancy and poke jabs at Laura Trump, which I appreciated. But was he not well received?
Laura Trump. Just
Laura started. Trump. What did I say?
Laura, like Bush.
Oh, well, whatever.
It's all right. You know, it maybe just be your accent. You're hard.
You got the gist of who she is. The Trump.
I got the Jost.
So was he not good? Was he not? I mean, there were clips where it was like not a lot of laughter, but it was because they were making fun of them.
But they weren't. They're just. It wasn't even that. It wasn't even that like.
It's one thing if you're gonna do that and not be funny but make fun of them, like really go for it, like that year Stephen Colbert was the funniest, did the bravest thing in the entire world by like fucking just like totally bombed in the room but talked about like how terrible of a president Bush is to his fucking face. It was incredible because he did it in character. But you know, and so like that sets the bar. And then there's been a lot of people on this failure. It's not a good thing. But I also
what do you think of Michelle? What do you think of hers,
Michelle?
What is that her name? Little ginger comic lady?
Oh, Wolf, like from a while ago.
Yeah. What did you think of her?
It was good too, you know?
I thought she was good. She came after Sarah Huckabee. I thought it was like the right comic for the right time.
George is kind of a Republican. He's like a conservative person to begin with. He's from Staten Island, which I didn't realize. And that's not a place of hotbed liberalism.
And don't forget, his wife did like a commercial campaign for an Israeli company that was like out of the West Bank.
And she demanded to play an Asian woman.
Yeah. She's definitely wanted to play an Asian woman. There was definitely a meme about her being a tree because she was like literally that girl in fucking Drop Dead Gorgeous. I could be any kind of tree you want. Just give me time to warm up.
You know, but I particularly want to be a tree from Asia.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be what? Cherry blossom.
All right.
A Japanese cherry blossom.
Yeah. Whatever, Scarlett.
But how did GJ do? How did GJ do? Like, cause don't they, did they prop him up and have a pair?
It's fine. You know, made a lot of.
Go ahead.
Yeah. If not, his synapses are a little fried due to his age, and probably, you know, he's got a lot of other stuff going on. And so he's not like the snappiest of comedians. And I would say, You might even call his set a bit slapdash because it was quick and it was like kind of a bit of an afterthought. But he, you know, he did make fun of Trump. One thing that he did, he made fun of Trump. He was like, I know I'm old or something. Like the age, there is an age difference. You know, I'm my age and I'm running against a 6-year-old, which was funny. And then something about there was one joke about it was like, nice to see you, Mr. President. It's nice to hear that word without. It's nice to be in a room with the president and not have the day start with "All rise for your honor" or something like that. You know, there are jabs at him being in a trial for sex crimes.
Well, good. I think that needs to be on full display in that situation, especially in a liberal room. I mean, look, when it comes to GJ, look, I don't give GJ a lot of passes when it comes to his foreign policy. Mm-hmm. But I am going to say that, you know, he's an 80 fucking something year old man 80. Who battled a stutter problem his whole life. It's got to be getting harder and harder to manage it the older you get. And I don't know, and I'm not trying to say that's like a regression thing or whatever, but I'm saying like it takes work to overcome a stutter, especially if it's a really, really bad one. So I would imagine like even in his old age and his speeches, people are like, oh, well, you know, he fucking sounds, he doesn't always, it's like because he's like trying not to trip over his words still.
It is also crazy to me. There are three main candidates, if you will, for the presidency this year. There's Donald Trump, there's Joe Biden, and then of course there's Robert F. Kennedy. And the person who we make fun of the most for how they sound is Biden, which is insane. No offense again to Kennedy and his issues with his voice, but like I don't like listening to him for that long. I'm sorry to say it, you know? And then Trump, you listen to him and it makes me want to fucking bash my head into a wall repeatedly. So I'm asleep for the next 8 years. And yet, the old guy with a bit of a stutter is the problem. I don't think so. Okay. I think we just are harder on our own.
Yeah. I think it's really important that we look at it that, I mean, if it comes to, he overcame a tremendous stutter and that was inspiring to fucking kids. And we can't downplay that at all. And yeah. Honestly, he's 87,000 years old. So at this point,
80 years old.
He's just fucking, he's like 85, right? Like
at most 81.
Okay. At most he's 81. We'll give him 81. But I'm saying like, he looks dead. You know, that was the one thing it's like, first of all, his makeup artist is not trained to paint the dead. They need to be reaching out to someone who works at a mortuary at this point.
Yeah.
So they can start painting.
Posey up those cheeks.
Yeah. Make him look like he came off a fucking snowy mountain. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and they need to fucking work on some lighting that's not cold like that. Like you can't paint a ghost white and then put fucking the coldest lights as the lights.
Speaking of Snowy Mountain, one, I agree with you 100%. Two, speaking of Snowy Mountain, Colin Jost did say something that was actually funny. He said, last time I was at the White House, I dropped my bag of cocaine. I was happy to see that Joe found it and did it for the State of the Union. So I think doing a cocaine joke to Joe Biden was actually kind of funny to me.
And actually, it's also really kind of funny to like make that because the press blew up with that. Like it was like some kind of like oh no, the people bringing fentanyl to the borders have made it to the White House.
Joe Biden is a cartel leader. Everyone knows it. He is an old, doddering, stuttering criminal mastermind on an international level.
I mean, and look, you know, that is all true, but let's be honest, as GJ is like making all the wrong decisions across the world, it does not look locally near as bad as Donald Trump having to report to a dingy old courthouse in New York when it's bright and early after rage truthing till 4 a.m. And then just trying to stay awake as everyone's like, remember when you paid off that sex worker?
It's also insane. I was reading the other day. I mean, first of all, insane. These are the two candidates, you know, and also I
said those words. Like we haven't been that crazy since blowjob was in the fucking newspapers after Bill Clinton.
Well, I don't know. The other, you know, a couple of years ago, there was Grab 'Em by the Pussy, which was pretty fucking insane as well, you know. But let's, that was the
that
national.
That blew over, baby. Though.
National did. No, he won, you know. He grabbed us by the pussy and he shook, he squeezed, he took what he wanted. And hopefully we will be on trial for that at some point, too. My pussy still hurts. but.
You can't blame that on Trump.
Exacerbated the already existing problem. I can blame him for anything that I want to blame him for.
That's right. That's right. That's
that right. Banged up pussy. It partially is a problem. It's because I had to bang it out for so hard to just get some relief during his presidency. Okay. So it's still his fault 100%.
Work.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
What was I talking about?
Trump.
Banged up pussy.
Trump in court.
It's bad. It's insane. Yeah, I was reading something. So, you know, he has to be there 4 days a week. So, and so then he's supposed to be campaigning the rest of the time. But because he's Trump, on his off days, he's golfing. On Wednesdays, instead of campaigning, he's going to golf. And again, like, what? He's not even trying. He doesn't want this. All he wants, what has anyone asked him what his plans are for anything? Ever. That's why there needs to be a debate. You know, I hate to say it, but there still needs to be a debate. But at this point, no one's running on anything. And also, like, hate Joe as much as you want. So many things are being done. Unions are growing by the day and getting wins every day. Fucking debt relief is going out there. Yeah, there are fucking major issues, but like there are major things happening. And whether you agree with them or not, at least this is a person with an idea on the way the country should go. The other person doesn't have it at all. And I know
I think that Donald takes his time. I think that he considers campaigning because they gave him a microphone and a camera that he is able to speak in front of each time the court goes into recess. So I think he's constituting that as his campaigning time. And quite frankly, if I'm ever in court for a felony, I had better get my camera and microphone too. Because at this point, why does he get that? Like, that seems like, look, if no one is above the law, then this to me is setting a precedent that, you know, anyone up for felony fucking fraud or whatever can be like, hey, I also want to air my grievances and fucking like go against my goddamn gag orders every fucking 30 minutes or whatever. Like, and then they're like, oh, well, we're going to hold a separate trial to see if he violated a gag order. What the fuck is wrong with people? Like, this is the whole thing on why this whole country and whole thing is set up as a fucking mess. It's like, it's playing out like, right. We see, and this is from the beginning when Trump fucking first was president, we sat for 4 years listening to word salad after word salad that was never an answer to any question that he was ever asked, ever. Ever. And now we're going to that same fucking cycle where we're seeing inbred flyover people fucking talking about, oh my God, if I could afford it, I'd bail him out of prison. Oh, I'll fucking vote for everybody. Fucking talk about, someone's like, hey, how will you believe in the system again? Well, I guess I'll believe it if fucking Trump wins. It's like, y'all are so ignorant and stupid. And people are like, why is Tennessee saying that fucking teachers can carry guns and cousins can marry each other? It's because fucking a lot of this country is stupid.
I do think, again, yes, a lot of country is stupid. And, you know, Trump is king snake oil salesman and they buy it and they love it and whatever it is, the brand fucking works. But, you know, speaking of why is there more, like, just speaking of trials, like, now the Supreme Court is debating whether they are going to give the presidency absolute immunity. And there's a variety of issues beyond insanity that why that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, the fact that that word immunity is not mentioned one time in the fucking Constitution, and we apparently have constitutional scholar lawyers on the fucking Supreme Court, and they're going to try to fucking somehow paint it because he likes beer, that fucking it's okay for fucking Trump to suddenly not be held accountable. Like, this is the most, I know that you might not believe this, but there's a part of me that it's like, I want this one thing, because at this point it looks like they're leaning on trying to make some stipulations on why it would be okay. And like, I want this to be like a surprise turnaround where like a majority is like, no, because it's not in the Constitution.
I think, like, from I think that you know, first of all, the lawyer was insane for that. I listened to the oral arguments. Did you listen to it?
Oh, I listened to it. Fucking
why? Yeah.
Shout out to Sotomayor too, by the way. And honestly, the thing, sometimes
Justice Jackson is my favorite.
Oh, Jackson is great too.
She's the only one who was like, without saying it, was like, I feel like I'm fucking taking crazy pills here, because you are saying
Coney Barrett had some rational moments though too. She had some follow up questions that I was surprised by. Like,
I think the four women justices are against it, and I think it will come down to Roberts. I do think what they will do, there will be some caveats that they're going to give them more, because like the argument, and I get it as the argument, you know, which was the main argument for them that it sounded like the justices were on board for, which was, well, then if we don't give immunity to the president, then when they leave office, they will be attacked by whoever, who they will be imprisoned by the new president. And it's like, so what you're saying is that, we know this next president, if it becomes Trump, will definitely commit crimes. But we want to protect the hypothetical down the line rather than protecting the Constitution and the country now. Because there's no doubt this person knowing that he can't get in trouble for something means he will push not even the boundaries, he will bust open the gates of hell. We're busting in the gates of hell, and it's fucking terrifying. And like, honestly, the only other thing is, if they do give the president absolute immunity, even the hypotheticals were like they could assassinate a political opponent. So if they do, that means Biden has immunity. He should assassinate Donald Trump.
I mean, it would be legal. So well, I was, you know, as my future baby daddy, George Stephanopoulos, said on This Week.
Isn't he a Zionist?
He is definitely a Zionist propagandist ABC fucking puppet, but he is
still
the sexiest little Greek fuck I've ever seen, and I want to fucking just see it. You know what I mean? I want to see it. I just want to see it, and I just want to chew on the foreskin just a little bit. But he was interviewing, you know, you got to know where the enemy is, and trust me, they're on Disney. It's very easy. They're all there. But he said something which I think is just the end of the argument. The end of the argument. He's like, we've never in 200 and something fucking years or however goddamn long this country has been a country, we've never had this problem. We've never. Why now? So that's it. Suddenly we run a risk? No, we run a risk because one crazy person is a crazy person.
And I will say this, 100% I agree with that. And what they are doing, it seems, is delaying it. And so, because this is the trial. The trial is the trial.
You don't think we're going to get the ruling in June like we're supposed to get?
What I mean is the Supreme Court trial is about the Jack Smith trial.
Oh yeah.
And that's the one the question is, was Trump responsible for trying to overthrow the government? That's the question. You know, we'll definitely get, I think he's going to be, I don't want to get excited about conviction, but Michael Cohen was convicted for this crime already, what's happening in New York. And so, like, you know, it's a clear-cut case. Also, David Pecker, the head of the Inquirer, was like, this wasn't about protecting his family. This was about protecting his campaign, which is, again, that is what makes it illegal. So, like,
I mean, look,
you know, they could get a fucking, you know, they could get one juror who's a fucking, you know, piece of shit. And
no, absolutely. Trumper, yeah.
You know, hates GJ. And
that's why I don't trust juries. That's why if I had a choice.
We got to trust juries.
No, not at all. I told you how I got out of jury duty. I said to the fucking judge's face, I said, first of all, because that poor woman was sitting, she had a alleged drunk driving thing, sitting there having to look at all these fucking slackers who didn't even want to be there in the first place. And then I said to the judge, first of all, I don't want to be on this because if a cop is a witness, I won't trust them. And second of all, I was like, I wouldn't want any of these people fucking choosing my fate. So I was the first one dismissed as a result.
Yeah, I have. I actually got my jury summons for in the following week, and I am thinking about being very pro death penalty for very minor crimes when asked.
Just tell him you don't trust cops. That's easy.
I don't trust cops.
Look at the judge and tell him you don't trust him. That works.
You're out of order.
You're like, yeah, sorry. Oh, you can't handle the truth. You know, that's what I would be.
You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. You seem legit. You can't handle the truth. You're a cop. Die.
I didn't even show up with my paperwork. Like, I was trying to get out of it from the beginning. Like, I was told to show up late. I strolled in 15 minutes late. You know, I'm not late to things. I strolled up 15 minutes late. That was still on time. How is that even fucking possible in a backwards ass system?
Honestly, I have a feeling that you will never end up on a jury because of your very strong belief systems.
That was the first time I was ever called. Have you been called multiple times?
Over the years, you've never
really
been called.
No, that was my very first time, and
I have a feeling, much like you've never gotten COVID, you've also just kind of ignored the summons in the past.
I don't know, because
the symptoms of jury.
I distinctly remember the fucking envelope that they send in the mail. It's pretty fucking, hey, you have jury duty. Like, yeah. I don't think that would be any much different in Chicago had I gotten it there. And if it was in Clinton, it probably would have made the papers, because I don't know how fucking backwards that area is. So I don't know, but I did not. And I know that you're mad because you've got COVID like 100 times.
I've not been
sick in 4 years. You know what I mean? I'm sorry that you're mad.
That's not true.
How dare you?
I'm not saying you have COVID. I believe you. I believe the words that are coming to your mouth. I think
I've been tasting since fucking
what you say.
I've been tasting food since it came to be. I never once had a moment of not. And if that means I'm asymptomatic, then God damn it, that means I'm blessed, and I will not block my blessings, Casey Lai. I will not!
Don't block her blessings, and don't block her from tasting that food. Okay, Tony Soto, she's back. She doesn't have COVID. She can taste all your food, so put it on her tongue. And slap her in the back of the head so it slides down her throat.
Are we just going to gloss over the fact that Tennessee voted to arm children? Or arm teachers?
Arm teachers. I'm not glossing over it.
Oh, okay, good. Let's talk about it for a second.
How much time do we have left?
We have like 9 minutes. Oh my God, you're always in such a hurry to be done.
I'm not in a hurry.
This has been a very efficient day. We didn't even we had a short pre-show.
Yeah. I left out some things in the beginning that I
some grievances that you want.
No, not grievances. It was other people's grievances about me that I was going to share with you. And
what are people mad about? Oh, we can do that in the next 9 minutes. We have 9 minutes to talk about grievances.
No, I don't want to talk about them. No.
Oh, how dare you? First of all, this is the thing that you know. People tell me I'm so patient because you can't fucking dangle. All right, fuck off. You can't tell. you can't dangle. Like a little, you'd be like, oh, you know what I hate is when someone's like, oh, I got to tell you something. And you're like, oh yeah, what? And they're like, never mind. Oh, you can't do that shit.
But you can't wait 9 minutes. You're not very patient.
Okay? Oh, this is the stuff that you said that we have to talk off air?
Off air. I don't want to talk on air.
Oh, well, don't dangle it back in front of my face like you did already.
How much time do we have left?
I mean, we could talk about the South and how it is gonna fucking just destroy itself. First of all, yes, Tennessee has voted that they can arm teachers, and they also want cousins to be able to get married. First cousins, literally they share the same grandma.
They love the crown.
But also, Title IX has had some expansions, which go to include that non-binary and trans people can use the restrooms that they want to use. And I'm going to be honest with you right now, America and beyond. The non-binary or genderless bathrooms are like, at this point, the bougie bathrooms. Do not be upset that they are there, because here's the thing. They are a single. They have enough room for fucking ADA bullshit, so you know you have room. You could set a bag down. Like, the sinks are fucking nice. Like, here's the thing. Don't be mad that the fucking restroom game has evolved.
Yeah.
That's the cocaine bathroom now.
Who are you talking to? Everyone? Or a specific? I don't know which
side. Well, the whole
side.
Thing about
I don't know which side you're on.
Well, Title IX is like, they don't want fucking trans and non-binary people to use the bathrooms that are fucking like in there, are like, you know, what they are. And I'm saying, like, first of all, let people pee where they want to pee. And don't be mad that there's gender neutral bathrooms now, because gender neutral bathrooms are fucking the shit. You know what I mean? Like, they're the new blow. They're the new cocaine bathrooms. Like,
Agreed.
And for some reason, you know, they seem to be nicer than most. You know, you walk into a fucking.
Well, they're newer.
Yeah. So give me that new shit, you know? But
yeah. And most people are sitting down to pee.
The South is fighting it. They're saying they're not going to
let trans people.
Yeah, they're not going like they're not going to not oppress them. They're like, we will still oppress them. Like, we're not going to look at these laws. These laws are not going to work here in the South. And it's like Florida, it's like Oklahoma, it's like, you know, all these fucking shit places that no one wants to live in anyway.
I guess it's so weird to, like, look, you know, hanging out. Who, like, what is the fucking big deal? Now that we're still young about it, it's like, what are you so, like, are you so upset you're gonna wait outside someone while someone's pooping to tell them, give them your displeasure?
That Disney fucking, that fucking, yeah. So here's my thing. I'm just like, I wish that a really proactive, because they say, like, what is it? That they go, there's like a number, a billion something more, like, that can solve world hunger or hunger in the US. I would love for, like, a radical queer to win one of those fucking big old Powerball Mega Millions or whatever.
Yeah.
And just set up a fund and be like, any family in a flyover fucking state that wants to relocate to a more progressive state that can't because it's a money situation, this fund is set up that's going to, like, pay for your relocation, set you up in a new place, fucking get you a house, and then, like, get you enough that you can have, like, 3 months to look for work. You know what I mean?
Come shit with us.
How many billions could that be? You know what I mean? How many millions could that be? You know what I mean?
That should be the slogan. Come shit with us.
Come shit. Yeah, come shit with
us. Come shit with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our back. Like, listen, like,
yeah. Fucking the South can't shit with us. You should come shit with us.
Say what you want about California. We're gonna let you poop where you want to poop. And poop honestly, if you are in California and someone tries to read you for pooping where you want to poop, I'm assuming somewhere in the middle of the state, like, there's gonna be people that support you that be like, you know, shut the fuck up. That person can poop where they want to poop.
Yeah. Poop, we want to poop. Gender neutral.
But it just sucks it because, like, basically what's happening in the South is they want to make, like, not only do these kids have to fucking, like, dodge bullets and whatnot, they have
Here's a quick question. If you're in a school in Tennessee and there's a mass shooter and you run to hide in the bathroom that doesn't correspond to your gender from a mass shooter, will you then, is that illegal? You get kicked out? Not in there, sir.
Yeah, excuse
that's,
me.
That's where girls pee. Okay, I guess I'll. Can we send one of the girls out then of the mountain bathroom?
You know, but I, you know, what's interesting, and then we're going to wrap this up. What's interesting these days is to watch school shooting survivors and how they protest on their now college campuses. Like, there have been, like, no one knows how to barricade the fucking evil person out of a classroom more than these fucking people that are in college at this day. I was watching, I think it was a college here in California where literally they had put up a desk barrier and the cops could not penetrate it. And they were hitting the cops in the hands with big old fucking water jugs. And I was like, they are survivors. Like, this is a generation that does not fucking buy the bullshit. They're like, we have been shot at our entire lives. And we have watched as our fucking fellow students been murdered and watch you all make excuses on why it can't be fixed. So now pardon us while we're in college. When have college students ever been for war?
And also, we started this by saying they're going to arm teachers in Tennessee. Can we at least start paying them a little bit better then? Because the last thing you want is a bunch of disgruntled employees who don't get paid enough.
And don't make them buy their own gun. It should be like, and it should also be a write-off in some way that they get a fucking tax credit on it or something. Like, if they
make them buy their own bullets so they can only have a couple. You know what I mean?
I don't think they should have more than one. I don't think they should have more than one.
Yeah,
you know, in a panic, you know, you need a couple.
No, because there should be training. You know what I mean? And it should,
I hope it's training.
They should be taught to shoot little legs. You know what I mean? They should be. It's not a shoot to kill thing. You can't. Here's the thing. This is going to make a lot of look. Teachers are already mad. Already, kids are fucking bullshit. They are fucking rude. They don't care. Like they don't yeah. want. They want to fucking have a TikTok business. Like get out of here.
And you they hate you. And these are the ones not trying to kill you.
Yeah. These are the ones. Yeah, these are the ones that would
these
be really.
Are the, these are the good ones, I guess. Yeah.
Anyway, well, good luck, parents. Casey, we've come to the end of the show. Are you up to anything?
Yeah. The show is not open to the public, but if you want to come on Wednesday, May 1st to the Astor Hotel, hit me up on the DMs and we'll get you on a guest list to come see a really great show hosted by me. I think Julia Rossi is headlining Chicago's own. And Chicago?
What day is that?
Wednesday. You should come. That'll be fun. And then Guy Branum and
I work till 8:30. There's
other fun people. You work till 8:30? Well, you work just down the street. You can just pop by. Have a free drink. Yeah.
I will.
Okay, great.
Okay, is that it? You want to use social medias?
Casey Ley on Instagram for not a lot of posting, but a lot of love given to you. If you send it my way, I'll send it back. And money, Venmo, Casey-Ley.
Her DMs are open. She wants the cash. I'm good right now. Yeah, follow me, The Tony Soto Show, on Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to see the drag stuff, which is just like Learn the Words, Bitch, for right now, which is going to be on the 6th, I believe, May 6th. But I don't have the details on that yet. We have another show before then, I believe, right?
Sure.
No, we do. No, we don't. Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
What are you talking about? May?
Learn the Words. It's the June. First. It's the first Monday of May, which I believe is the 6th, and come out to Akbar. So, okay, good. I'm glad I got that in. But Tony Soto Productions on Instagram for all the drag stuff. Y'all, this has been great. We'll be back again next week with more of this. Bye-bye.